Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
Yo. It has been the craziest day.
Really? Talk to me.
Yep. Wait. Oh, yeah, you did. You missed a classic intro moment, Jeff. Yeah, man. How was your day? Before I get into mine, how was your day?
Not dope.
Not dope. Why not?
Not dope. Not dope. Heavy parenting going on.
Heavy parenting. I saw it. It was amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Your daughter is my oldest daughter's ghostwriter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kick that real knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Oh man. Yeah, man. It's quite a
what
quite
happened?
A, so I'm supposed to DJ tonight on Snapback, right? So
I'm
you know, just rehearsing a little something that I was gonna work on for the set. And Serato just
body tricks?
Yeah. Yeah, bottle, you know, doubles and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Serato just goes out. Crashes.
Wow.
Won't log back in the whole day. So I literally plugging this in, deleting that, you know, downgrading. Like, I'm going to just grab the SL1 box from downstairs and hope that it works. And it actually worked. But then I had to run it through a mix board, like a virtual mix board on my iPad in order to get it into the phone, like direct sound into the phone.
Oh, okay.
It is a crazy, crazy, crazy setup. Like, it's insane. But it worked. I don't know what else to say. It was an insane day. You know what I'm saying?
I promise I won't jump on and tell you that no one can hear you.
Well, I think that might actually be part of the problem, but whatever. You're jumping on. What up, Isaac? What's going on, man? What up, big bro?
Not right after this, right?
Yeah.
9 o'clock?
9 o'clock, yep. 9 o'clock on Snapback Live. Snapback _ live. Yep. I don't even know what I'm going to play, but it's going to happen.
It's the last chance to get your brother watching you, man, because they're about to open all them clubs back up down there in Texas.
Always going down. Texas is reopening, yes.
What?
Yes. What's my brother asked the best question.
Club.
What's changed? I don't know what has changed, but I think the economy changed. So, yo, let's jump into this. What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Texas.
Thank y'all for tuning in here, Trippin' Edition. We drop a short episode 8 o'clock Sunday through Thursday right here. And if you want to catch the full episode, you can catch it tomorrow on rapsucksradio.com or any of your favorite platforms, with the exception of Pandora for some odd reason. So crack a can of Old Head Energy, kick it with us.
Mm-hmm.
How you liking it? The intros is getting there.
It's clean.
It's getting there. You know what I'm saying?
Neck on this t-shirt is giving up on me. What are you gonna do? It's the magic of video.
Yo, this subject. You said I was gonna crack up when I saw this, and I am like, I feel so bad. It's funny, but it's horrible.
It's horrible. And that's like one of the only things we tend to not laugh at as much as we laugh at pretty much everything else in an unreasonably terrible manner. But this is not about someone dying. I'm laughing because my conspiracy theory, when was that, last week?
Yeah.
It was was it just a couple days ago?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
Here it is.
It's actually happening right now. Hold on. This is also conspiracy music.
He got that mileage out of that. Yeah.
Yo. So the title of this is Kev told you that, so hopefully you ain't have to go through that. So Kev called a conspiracy theory on this, that when Trump dropped the hydroxychloroquine. I had to make sure I had hydrogen peroxide it was going down.
That's literally the only word he pronounces better than you.
Yeah, by far. He wins on that word.
Hydroxychloroquine.
There you go. Hydroxychloroquine. There you go. He said that people were going to use that to off other people secretly. And here we have...
Wait, me?
Isn't that you said?
Yeah. Oh, Yeah, but why?
Because
they wanted to get that. They wanted to get that extra $1,200 check.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, a woman named Wanda Lenius, ironically, it rhymes with genius.
Hey.
A woman who blamed Trump after giving her husband fish tank cleaner, now mm-hmm. under investigation for murder. Damn, bum, bum. Reports the National Review, a very right-wing publication, by the way. Arizona police are now conducting a homicide investigation into a woman who claimed she gave her husband fish tank cleaner after President Trump claimed the anti-malarial drug was effective treatment for coronavirus.
Yep.
There's yep. that. Dang, the homie Marlon jumped on. What up, man?
Yeah, this is crazy. And this is like wild. The first... This is actually... I believe this is the same couple, that first story that came out after the first time this started to become a thing, where... They were talking about the possibility of this drug being effective, and then these right. guys went in, and it's there's a similarly formulated chemical that's in fish tank cleaner,
yep.
but it's a yep. different thing.
It's a different thing.
And they used to have a koi pond, and so they decided they were going to go ahead and take this in an attempt. Yeah.
Yep. So she gave she told NBC News last month that she and her husband Gary consumed fish tank cleaner because it contained a chemical that Trump suggested might be an effective prophylactic and treatment for coronavirus. The cocktail, which contained 4 teaspoons of fish tank cleaner mixed with soda water, put Wanda in ICU and killed Gary. My advice, Wanda explained, is don't believe anything that the president says and his people, because they don't know what they're talking about.
That's a high price to pay.
I mean, maybe you.
To find that. It was she? Yeah, she got the extra maybe. 12 out of that.
She did. She got that extra 12.
1.2 stacks?
You know what? I think they said, it said they took it together. So I think the husband knew. But I'm assuming, here's the thing, that it doesn't say this, but I'm going to make an assumption after I read the rest. The Beacon also reported that friends of the deceased man were skeptical he would even knowingly consume fish tank cleaner. What bothers me about this is that Gary was a very intelligent man, a retired mechanical engineer who designed systems for John Deere in Waterloo, Iowa. And I really can't see the scenario where Gary would say, yes, please, I would love to drink some of that koi fish tank cleaner, one of his close friends told the Washington Free Beacon. It just doesn't make any sense. The FDA has warned against the use of the drug to treat COVID-19, citing the risk of heart rhythm problems, and hospital demand for the drug has declined.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Because they're, yeah.
What's up, Remark?
She played him. Wow. So
maybe she took 4 teaspoons and he had like 6.
Yeah.
She was like, "Honey, I'll make it."
one for me, 2 for you. Kind of type of situation.
She had a shot of vodka.
She Bugs Bunnied him.
Yo, this is crazy. I just think the whole thing it's crazy. Maybe it's best to not suggest things, but there's somebody that was my cousin. My cousin said yes. The president is dumb for his suggestions, but you're even dumber for following them. And I have to kind of agree with her on that one. you got to be pretty much tripping to follow those suggestions.
It was almost the perfect crime, though. Almost.
Well, was it? It doesn't sound like the perfect crime at all. Sounds like a horrible crime. But I am watching what my wife makes when she makes, you know, when she makes drinks now. I'm just curious. We used to have fish. I'm like, hey, what are you doing? What's happening? You know what I mean? This vodka tastes funny. What do you mean all we have is vodka in the house? Like, what? No. Yeah. I don't want any. this is pretty wild, dude. I don't know what to make of it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Come on, fellas.
That doesn't make any sense.
Stay woke, fellas.
Yeah, be careful out there, man. Be mindful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On a separate note, though. So I titled this, Luck mm-hmm. Be a Lady, or two, and I called this a Meluk Etoile.
Okay.
That's nice and corny for all of you out
taking
there.
Taking it across the pond there. Getting international. Yeah, you know, turn it
for our international viewers, a Meluk Etoile. Man wins $1 million lottery jackpot twice on the same day.
Ooh la la. Ah wee wee.
You win. The HuffPost reported this. His name is Joe B, which is or the name that he presented is Joe B, which leaves me a question for you at the in the midst of this, and a question for the people out there.
Underrated white R&B artist? Joe B?
Joe B. a Colorado man identified as Joe B won two $1 million Powerball jackpots on March 25th. So this is technically old news. With a little bit of luck and persistence, Colorado man has hit the jackpot twice. Twice, Kev. Twice in one day. Twice. Yeah, John. How many times have you played the lottery? Like, you got it twice in one day.
You know what the only thing that's better than one Powerball?
Two Powerballs.
Yeah. Yeah. Full sack.
I had to look this up twice.
Get the bag.
You know what I'm saying? I had to hit the button on that one because I wasn't really sure if that was real or not. You know what I'm saying? Wow. That one kind of shocked me. But yeah, he did. He won twice, man.
Good for him, man.
So
he might be able to afford health insurance now.
I'll be here all night. Try the waitress and tip the veal. yo. Uh-oh. If I see a Kev B win a lottery, should I just assume, strongly assume?
You will assume that you will not see me at 8 o'clock that night.
You won the lottery, you're not doing the show no more. That's cold blooded. No way. It's like, yo, I don't got to do this no more. I might just broadcast. I would broadcast all day if I won two jackpots. I just go live, and every hour I go back, I come back in, like, yo.
Mad virtual backgrounds.
Yeah, just for no reason.
Would you pay your own licensing? Pay your own licensing to DJ?
Yeah, exactly. They say something, and I'll be like, yo, I paid my licensing already. I already took care of that. You know what I'm saying? So don't ask me no questions, Zuckerberg.
It's crazy, man. This dude, this was in Pueblo, Colorado, home of the consumer information catalog. You don't remember that, do you? You don't remember those commercials? Oh man,
I don't.
Come on. It's not a young reference. But, okay.
I don't. I don't remember that. But I'm trying to think of what I would do. For those of you guys out there, I'm always curious of what is the first thing you would do if you won the lottery? Like, $1 million jackpot. First, after taxes, you already know after taxes it's like close to $600,000 or what have you when it's all said and done. In California at least. So what's the first thing you do, Kev?
Something unreasonable. I'm not sure what though. I don't know.
Really?
I don't think so. You don't split. Like,
I mean, I didn't ask you a question that you had to be thinking about the whole evening. I just asked you what you would do, like off the top of your head. First thing you would do, $1 million, bang. What do you do? Like, I didn't say did you study. What you
know? I would definitely buy you a new Serato box.
Well, thank you, an updated Serato mixer to replace my 57 SL that should be at work.
I was wondering if that's what I saw on screen. I was like, wow. Feel like I'm in the Museum of Natural History here watching you DJ.
Is it that old? Is it really that old? I'm like, it should still work.
Do any of the buttons still work? The cue buttons on that thing?
Yeah, they all work.
They're not like all stuck.
I still got to use Scratch Live, but it works.
Oh right, that's what I was wondering. Okay, yeah.
The whole thing fell apart. It fell apart bad too when it fell apart. It just hit the floor. But then the SL1 works, which is weird. Sorry guys, let me not do this. So yeah, I pay off my house immediately. Every time I see somebody win the lottery, I think the first thing I do is pay off my house.
Yeah. Next thing I do is
calculate how much to give my family, and then after that, you know, start disconnecting from Facebook. And
how long of a calculation? How long would it take for you to calculate that amount? Those amounts
depends on what the taxes were.
I think it took you a little too long to answer that question, considering that two of them are listening.
We've had mild discussions about this before. Be a bit of a calculation for an immediate family, not just to make sure that everyone is well taken care of, but you know.
There you go.
But the bank isn't, but I'm not an NBA player, you know what I mean? Where at the end I'm going back to work.
Oh man.
So yeah. Word up, man. Well, I got a DJ.
Yep.
And I gotta make sure this all works. So we're gonna cut this episode at a good strong 16 minutes.
There you go. Okay, you gonna play some Ja Rule? What's going on? What do we got in the mix tonight?
You know, I might play some Tupac with respect for the homie from yesterday.
It's going to be
some Fife.
Strong reference. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I do is win, maybe.
You can play some French hip hop, some MC Solar.
You know what? I actually was going to play Tranquil from London, but then I decided that I wasn't going to play. It's really slow records, so I didn't want to do that. So anyway,
Sharon's ready for us to leave. We out of here.
Yeah, she is. She's counting us down. We out of here, y'all. So thank y'all for rocking with us. This is Rap Sucks Radio with me, Trek Life, and the homie Kev Sakota up there. We're working on video, man, so we might have some on the way soon. And you can catch this episode on rapsucksradio.com tomorrow, your favorite podcasting platforms, except for Pandora. You already know the story. And on the count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3.
Peace.
Peace. And we out, y'all. Peace. Yeah.